Can I ask you something? How are you with money? Not talking about the numbers, but how would you describe yourself? How do you handle your finances? Are you a saver, a spender, a nerd, or a free spirit? Were you always that way? Our habits can make or break us on finances. Do you pay yourself first and set aside money each month or paycheck for savings and investing? With busy lives, it's easy to miss some things. And as important as savings is, let's be honest, it usually doesn't show up on our to-do list. That is if we write one. But if we are in the habit of saving, either by automating or manually moving it, we're going to build wealth. So if you're looking to change your habits and improve your mindset with money, Jen Hemphill is here to help. In this episode, we're going to get into how we pick up our money habits, dealing with differences within a marriage, because that's its own challenge, and how you can be motivated to handle your finances better. I hope you enjoy it. While saving can be a struggle for many people, for Jen, it was a habit she developed early on.
It's been a journey because growing up, there was a lot of lack of money. So I knew just from, because of that background, because growing up with that mentality, I knew when I grew up that my mission was to become super independent. So even as a teenager, I wasn't one of those teens that asked their parents for money to buy this and buy that, just because they've already told me there wasn't any money. So why was I going to ask them for money? So instead, I did the babysitting gigs and earn money that way. But that was just the starting point for me.
With this habit form, Jen became a great saver. Now fast forward some years. She fell in love and got married to a wonderful guy who had a completely different take on money.
I didn't realize that was a mindset piece till just later on, actually met my husband and we got married, because he has a different perception of money. My perception was save, save, save. And I was afraid to spend because I was afraid there wouldn't be any more, right, after I spent, because of that lack mentality. Whereas my husband's perception of money was, or is, we work to make money and that's what it's there for, to spend it. He's more of a spender.
And as you probably guessed, those differences become frustrating and can cause friction.
I think it came back to when we're about to get married, in the process of saving the money too, because we were the ones primarily taking care of the expenses. So he noticed I was a good saver, so he let me do my thing. But then he was always pushing me to, like, well, we deserve this. We could purchase this, or we could be doing this, where I'm like, well, no, that's a little too much money, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it even started even then. So it was just those discussions. And yes, sometimes arguments of like, why did you go spend? My husband is the type that when we go to the movies, he has to have the popcorn and something to drink, even though I think it's expensive.
To make things work for their marriage and finances, Jen changed her mindset and learned to see the benefits of her husband's perspective and vice versa.
And so he really balanced me out, and I just realized that because I was struggling with him, I'm like, but we're saving this money. Why are you trying to spend it? So it was just that struggle in between. Like, I had to learn through that and just really talk through him. And just, it takes a while in marriage, right? Because you learn and grow about each other throughout the marriage. Even we're still learning about each other, but it just took me a while of, well, that's how he is, and trying to balance out, well, can we do like movie night without having to buy the popcorn? It's really a struggle sometimes, but you work through it and you learn through it. So, I mean, there's still sometimes I'm like, you're going to do what? But now that I've learned, I work through it. And now that he's learned about me, he works through that. So it's just kind of these balances that you continuously work on.
It was these experiences with personalities and mindsets and habits that helped guide Jen into becoming an accredited financial counselor.
Mm-hmm. I always get confused to be a certified financial planner because that's what people know. Okay. So I teach, I don't do any investment advice. I just do more the educative piece and the counseling piece on the finances.
Jen's approach with personal finance is a little less mechanical and it's more geared towards behavior and motivation.
We're so robotic in a sense where we teach, well, you have to save, you have to get out of debt. And we get so robotic and tuned into that, that we forget what we really want in life. The saving and getting out of debt, all those things are great, but it's really finding what you want and working towards that, because that's really what's going to motivate you and propel you forward to achieve those goals.
And while running her business, she also noticed that women were being underserved. So she developed a podcast that would fill that need.
The podcast is called Her Money Matters. And the reason why I called it, well, obviously we know that money matters, but is more about empowering women. So it's not that money, we know that money does not discriminate whether you're male or you're female, you got to know about it. But really how men perceive money and understand money and how they treat money is different how we as women perceive money.
No matter who they are, Jen hopes to help people reach their financial goals by starting at their why and building from there.
The people that I've talked to a lot have, or even coached, have those, some of those money books, like the Dave Ramsey, the Total Money Makeover, or the Sue Zorman book, or maybe they've attended some classes, but they're still feeling stuck. And it's not because that advice doesn't work. It's they get in this tunnel vision of that they have to do this and this way. They have to save. They have to pay the debt. But they forget to tune into their wants and to their needs. And that's really what I see a whole lot. I mean, once we talk and when we talk it out and figure out what is it they want, they need, then they get more excited. Because personal finance can be exciting if you allow it, if you really know what your end goal, and not the end goal is I want to have $100,000 or $1 million in savings for retirement, whatever that is. That's not as exciting as if, well, I'm going to have $1 million in retirement because that will allow me to travel X amount of times a year, or allow me to have a vacation home in Florida or somewhere else and one in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. So it's just getting more specific as to what your end goals are, not just monetary numbers, but really what is that going to do for you?
Special thanks again to Jen for coming on the show and sharing her story. Please check her out, along with Her Money Matters podcast, at jenhemphill.com. I'll have the link in the show notes. The Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, and pin you make gets the word out. Thank you so much for your support. Next episode, we're veering off talking directly about finances and more about living. Since we've moved into our house, we've discovered just how handy we can be. John Malecki is going to share some tips on how you can build a home workshop. Now, not only can that save you money, it can also help you grow as a person and develop some new skills. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and more. You can also get the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. And if you enjoy the podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It takes about a minute, but it makes a huge difference and would get the word out on the Couple Money podcast. Either way, thank you again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.